Network.
Stopping by the woods on a snowy evening, Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his little harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds, the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. Nice little wintertime poem. I wish I was in the woods riding a horse, but I got to be right here fighting the New World Order. You know, if people would just go to their city councils, their county commissioners, their state houses, confront them, speak out, go to public events, call into talk radio, call Congress, go and confront the land grabbers, go and confront the CPS, stand up for your rights, demonstrate, rally so they can't ban it, go to public events, confront globalists. I mean, Al Gore is canceling much of his speaking tours because everywhere he goes he's being protested, and that's making it in the newspaper, and he looks bad. These people don't have total control. So many people that serve the system serve it because they think we're kooks, because they were told we were kooks by the media, but now because of people 20, 30, 40 years ago telling the truth, everybody heard the truth, so now that it's been proven to be the truth, people are ready to wake up. What is it that that caller can't understand about that, Bob? He isn't rejoicing at all the successes we're having. He isn't rejoicing at the enemy in retreat on multi-fronts. Every time we fight, we win, but how do we get the people to stand up, Bob?
By telling them the truth and continuing to cite all of the instances that you brought up today about cap and trade and the scandal in ClimateGate and the power of what's going on in Congress with the Federal Reserve and the imminent passage of Ron Paul's 1207 and the 604 in the Senate. All these are very positive things. We're showing people that all the things that they suspected are really going on. And the reason we couldn't find out is everything is behind closed doors. You know, Alex and you and I, we back into a lot of things because we can't get the information sometimes. And you put the puzzle together, and all of a sudden you've discovered, well, that's what they're doing. And most people don't want to bother to do that.
And Bob,
they'd rather throw their hands in the air and live in an internment camp. And evidently that's what that fellow would like to do.
And on top of that, we're going to come back and take calls, I promise, for John, Allen, Mike, Scott, and others. We get internal congressional reports. We get internal ADL reports. We get internal reports from the big think tanks. And look at all these emails from the top UN climate fraudsters. They're pulling their hair out going, they're exposing us. How do we stop them? They may beat us. They're behind the scenes. They're just, ha-ha, they're everywhere. They're waking up to us. Out in the public, they're like, we're winning. Everything's fine. Because they understand they've got to put that good face on their fraud. But when we come out and say we're starting to win, that's real. Folks, they're scared to death of us.
That's a fact.
And that's a fact. I am just...
It is. It is. I know these people. I've debated them just like you have. And they don't want to talk about anything on the plane that we want to talk about. There's no open discussion. I mean, Ron Paul, for the first time in the last couple of weeks, got on major television, CNBC and things like that. They're now recognizing that the feeling of the disenchantment by the public is so great that they have to use more propaganda and face up to the fact that there is opposition, just like the gentleman that called in. He's in opposition to trying to win, evidently. And these people, they want to hold on to what they've got, this power, this enormous amount of money, the control, the...
Well, Bob, there's also a lot of people that expect we're going to lose and can't believe anything ever positive is going to happen. But the globalists are just criminals, ladies and gentlemen.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, going back to your calls, my final point on the loser spirit that some people still have out there, the sense of defeatism. The globalists are slick criminals, and they're good at feeding on people that don't have a lot of information, people that are lazy, people that are weak, people that go along to get along, people that buy into slick corporate hype. But the globalists are threatened by strong, focused men and women that know the truth and will warn the people. And now, every time we stand up, we win. The problem is we can't get people to stand up. People don't see themselves as leaders. I get thousands of emails every month saying, oh, we're glad you're there doing the job. No, folks, I'm just one person in this fight. That's what's so beautiful about We Are Change and the Tea Parties and other groups that are out confronting Gore and all these other globalists everywhere they go. People should be confronting Schwarzenegger everywhere he goes. They should be confronting all these other climate change fraudsters like Newt Gingrich. It's on both parties. And the left-right paradigm where they divide us into two parties and make us fight with each other and make us think the power structure ends with the president, that mirage is coming crashing down right now. So the media plays up these gate crashers for a week and a half who went to the White House and got into that party to make it look like, oh, getting into the party is the greatest thing in the world. Oh, getting to meet with the president, meeting with the God. The establishment, I told you, would build up Obama and then destroy him and then bring in somebody new and build them up and destroy them. It's theater. Let's go to phone calls here. John in Texas, you're on the air with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Bob?
Yes, sir.
One time I think you said that you knew Leon DeGrelle.
Very well.
Could you explain a little bit about him? I read his book, Campaign in Russia, and the guy was really a brave soldier, really. It's really an excellent book on the war on the Eastern Front. And I guess he said he told you a few things about World War II history and post-war Europe. I wonder if you could elaborate a bit on that.
Well, I don't think this is the right time to do it, but Leon was a very well-read gentleman. He was an attorney. He was the head of the Rexist Party in Belgium. He was a reporter. He was an eloquent speaker, although he never learned English. And we always had to converse in French or in German. And his exploits during the Second World War as a soldier were second to none in any army. And he was a survivor, and he was a very nice man.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Kentucky. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for opening my eyes to so much. And I have so much anger at these people because I've had a very good life. I'm in my 60s, and I appreciate everything that this country has done and given to me. But I'm afraid that my children and my grandchildren are not going to have it as well as I did. So I'm one of these old fighters in this info war, Alex. I've bought many of your movies. I've made copies of them, and I want to tell those people out there who have this defeatist attitude, it's not going to happen. Things are going to probably get tougher than they are. I'm very scared, a little bit afraid now that as we push the New World Order into a corner, and I think we have pushed them into a corner, that they are going to become more desperate.
Least it's on our terms. How many years have I explained that when they announced their plan, there'd be a huge awakening, and it's not going to be all roses for these people, but at least we don't just lay here and let them carry it out the way they want. We make them escalate. We make them fight. We make them come out in the open.
And because of you, Alex, we know their game plan. We know what they have in their repertoire. We know what the possibilities are, and we can prepare for that. And I do have one question that I'd like to get Bob's take on, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
And all my life I've paid my taxes, and I've never cheated on my taxes, and yet I'm feeling very conflicted about that right now since I know exactly where that money is going. And I think a lot of Americans are coming to that same conclusion. And I'm not advocating this to anybody.
No, but record numbers are not paying now because they know, as Ronald Reagan's commission showed in 1981, not one red cent of your income tax money goes to run the country. It all goes to the private banks. Go ahead.
What would happen if a large number of us came to that same conclusion? That's what I'd like to know.
Bob?
I think historically, about 32% of people who own their own small businesses do not file at all. And that figure, I understand, has now risen to 38%. And if this thing keeps on going the way it's going, it's probably going to go up to 60 or 70%. And these people aren't captive because they own their own businesses. But there is a groundswell of people who are saying, no, I'm not going to do that anymore, and I'm not going to pay them, and there's millions of us. And so if I get caught and I have to go up against the government, well, I'm willing to do that. And that's what's happening, and I can understand why you're questioning what's going on. And it's a good time to do it. I mean, you know, the people who work in companies, they don't have that luxury. They receive a paycheck, and they take everything out, and then they give you what's left. But private individuals who have their own companies, they're in a different situation.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. Let me make this point. That's your decision to make. People are going, well, how do they fund the government if it isn't the income tax? It's all the hundreds of other taxes. And when you read what the UN says and you read what the federal government has stated, they want a global carbon tax system that's going to be on an ID card with your carbon credits. And when those run out, more taxes will kick in, not just taxes on each item. that's passed on to the manufacturing process or through transportation and at all the other points of all these taxes that are added. But they want it so they can track what you're buying, what you're doing, and the system under Homeland Security, and they've stated this, will be you won't have a job, you won't get on a plane, you won't buy a gun, you won't be able to buy anything unless you're in good terms with the federal government. That's what the New World Order cashless society is all about. So they're racing to put that in place. We have to really stand up against them now and slow them down, because once their cashless control grid's in place, it's going to be a lot harder. Correct, Bob?
Absolutely. And this is part of world government, and that's what they're headed for. And all the defeatists out there are willing to accept that. Well, Alex and I are not, and you aren't, and most of the audience isn't, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to go after them. We don't want to wait for them to come to us. We're going to engage them, and we're going to attack them. And you know something? We're going to conquer them.
Let's go. Because, see, once the system is fully discredited, they stage terror attacks, it won't work. They start new wars, it won't work. I mean, they're getting so discredited that when they attack myself and others now, people go, oh, Alex must be good. They're attacking him. I mean, there's a certain point where people don't buy anything they say or do. Let's talk to Alan in Kentucky. Alan, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I doubled that. Mike in New York. Mike, go ahead.
Oh, how you doing, Alex and Bob? excuse me. Yeah, I've been listening, and I heard that caller, and, you know, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do what I can, too. And, you know, if it means handing out DVDs to people, which what I've been doing, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to do whatever I can to help wake some people up. And it has been, you know, I have been having, you know, an effect. People have been seeing the DVDs, and they see what's going on now, clearly, and a lot of people, they've been making copies and handing it out to friends and people that they know, and that's the way you do it. I mean, you have to do something, and, you know, if that's one effective way to do it, then let's do it, right?
In the Homeland Security literature, they are so angry about my films and other films being duplicated and handed out. Because the lie has to be reapplied every day. Once somebody sees the truth, they already knew most of it. It suddenly makes sense. The mind is unlocked. It only takes one dose of a Fall the Republic or Obama deception or American Freedom to Fascism for somebody to really wake up. It only takes one dose. And that's why they're punishing people. There's an article up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. America Freedom to Fascism star Sherry Jackson, IRS agent, is being murdered in prison right now. And we've got her letter about how they're killing her and not giving her a medication. They want to let other federal agents know that if they come out and admit that internally the IRS knows they work for the private Federal Reserve, they know of their own people. You know, there's a famous photo that my parents brought back to me from East Germany after it fell. But it's a famous photo of right after they closed the wall back in the 50s, of a little toddler. His parents had gone through. He got caught in the wire. And an East German soldier comes over, untangles him. The parents are begging, and he gives the child to them. They took that guy and tortured him to death. But he saved a child. He's a real man. And that photo is very famous in Germany today. And so just like they're torturing her to death, they tortured him to death. And because they want to punish their Nazi forces. They want, when one of their forces does the right thing, they want to throw in the deepest dungeon or kill them. Everybody needs to call. We have the phone numbers up there. And let these criminals know that we know they're murdering her. Bob Chapman.
I'm running that letter tomorrow in the International Forecaster. And I received it like you did. And I think it's tragic. And there's so many people you never hear about that get thrown into prison for victimless crimes, we'll call them. Alan Stang, you know, who just died recently, he was thrown in prison because he fought the tax system. And, of course, you know what the outcome was. The court doesn't listen, and the judges do what they're told to do. And off Alan went for a couple of years in prison. And so this is what they do when they get you there. Alan told me that when he was in there, they did everything possible to make...
Stay there, Bob. Let's do one more segment. I want you to finish that story. These are real heroes, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're up against, but we're winning. We'll be right back. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Way up north. Way up north,
north to Alaska,
to go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska.
Sherry Jackson, IRS agent, went public, exposed the fraud. They arrested her, threw her in prison. They have special tax courts that are outside of the regular law, but these judges just do whatever they want. This is the private taxing system of the offshore banks that are raping and robbing us. And I have a special message to the police and military and others coming up in the next segment. But finishing up the story you were telling about Alan Stang, who died this year, Alan Stang being some of the things they did to him in jail.
Well, they did everything possible, he said, to try him to get the rules so that they could mistreat him. And fortunately for him, he was very, very careful, and it didn't happen. But these kinds of, quote, criminals are treated that way because they influence society in a big way. And anybody who is a tax protester, which Alan was at one time, has a field of influence. And so that's why they did what they did to him. And, of course, as you know, he wrote a number of books. And there's one we've been advertising, Perestroika Sunset, which is a very good book about what happened to our men in Southeast Asia. And we do have a few copies of it left. But anyway, that's what you can expect from government. They are in control. If you do lose and have to go to jail, you keep your mouth shut and just hope that you don't have to go through with that which this former IRS agent has gone through.
Absolutely, Bob. Well, in closing, I'm going to come back and take calls and cover some news. We're going to let you go. We appreciate your weekly visit with us. People can go to theinternationalforecaster.com, get a free issue there. It comes out twice a week in the e-format, a few times a month in the hard copy. In closing, I didn't want to get into this whole discussion about loser attitude. That's happened one time before when a caller called in and said something similar. But I'm not putting a good face on it to say that we're having the biggest victories we've ever had week after week now. More victories than we would have in 10 years previously we're having in a week now. And that's only the beginning of this if people get up and stand up, because the population is ready to hear the truth worldwide right now, and the people are discovering this global government grid. And I just hope that everyone redoubles their efforts going into the new year to wake up as many people as they can and to take over their towns and cities peacefully through the political process. It's been the crooks and the liars and the parasites. They know the power of taking action, so they've gone in and taken over. Your comments on that statement?
You know, they're taken over because we've allowed them to. We were too busy doing something else. And now with high unemployment, an economy that's spiraling downward, there is no recovery going on. That's just more propaganda. And unless they increase and have another stimulus plan, we're going to go into depression. And before we get there, there's going to be a lot of inflation. And so the public's got to wake up. They got to say to themselves, well, gee, why did this all happen? And get outside the box and listen to Alex and people like him who are talking about this.
Well, Bob, I read earlier an El Centro holds position for the highest jobless rate in the country, CNN Money, of 32.2%. All the real indexes nationally are over 20. CNBC says 17.5. But Obama says unemployment is dropping, Bob.
Well, yeah, the U3 is what they call that, and it just dropped from 10.2 to 10%. And, you know, I have the breakdown on the jobs here, and payroll at Builders declined 27,000 after falling 56,000 the month before. And the factory payrolls fell 41,000 after decreasing 51,000 the month before. These are the high-paying jobs. Now, let's go over to where the jobs were created. And I'll preface this by saying these are the lowest-paying jobs in the economy: banks, insurance companies, restaurants, and retailers.
And that's only a microscopic Christmas bump.
Well, it is not a truthful annual take on this thing, because, you know, they retailers add people because it's Christmas time, as you point out, and then restaurants do more business because people are rushing from here to there because it's a holiday season. And banks and insurance companies, I don't know how many they put on, but I don't think it was very many.
Amazing. Bob Chapman, we'll talk to you again coming up live next Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you for spending time with us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Alex, and audience, thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this quick break. I want to go over this Sherry Jackson IRS agent being slowly murdered in prison. I've got a message to the people out there in government that think of us as animals and think all their sins are cute and funny. It's not cute, and you're going to be judged.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I just realized I've done 2 hours, 3 hours, and 33 minutes. 3 hours and 33 minutes of radio. And I haven't even plugged any of our sponsors. I'm going to do that. Then I've got a little message to the police, military, government bureaucrats. I understand your mindset, your psychology. I'm going to talk directly to you here in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about some of our sponsors. You've heard all the medical doctors here on the show talk about colloidal silver, nano silver, how good it is against bacteria and viruses. And one of the greatest delivery systems is the lungs, and they have details about that at silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com. The Silver Lung Generator is a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution directly in the bloodstream. The mucous membranes of the respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens. The Silver Lung Generator instantly arms these mucous membranes with nano-sized silver. Go to silverlungs.com and be sure to check out their complete line of colloidal silver generators and very affordable ready-made ionic silver solutions, or check out their banner on prisonplanet.com. That's silverlungs.com. Also, the atmospheric water generator, it grabs 7.5 gallons a day and average humidity out of the air. That's their smaller unit. Looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. It's Acola Blue, acolablue.com. Fabulous line of products. The atmospheric water generator I use in my home, acolablue.com, or give them a call at 800-691-6043. That's 800-691-6043. Yes, there is water in the atmosphere, and you can grab that out, and it goes through seven-stage filter process, and it's stored in a tank, stainless steel on the bottom. It has hot water and cold water. It's just a really great unit. acolablue.com, 800-691-6043. And finally, I want to tell you about Front Sight Firearms Training, frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle. Frontsight.com is the premier private firearms training in the country. A lot of military and police go there to tune up their training to above law enforcement and military training. It's the biggest private firearms training center in the country. They have a lot of free information on their site, frontsight.com. They're based outside Pahrump, Nevada. There's no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. It's family friendly, and it's just really great to find out about it. It's frontsight.com. You can also get 30-state concealed weapons permit, 5 days of world-class gun training, and receive a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Frontsight.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's frontsight.com. And last but not least, I have an online video bookstore with T-shirts, ball caps. You want to meet like-minded people? Wear an Infowars.com shirt. Wear a Don't Tread on Me with Infowars.com shirt. Wear an Obama Joker shirt out to the pool hall or to church or wherever. You're going to meet like-minded people, I will assure you. I can go to a country music concert and people are wearing it. I went to a Megadeth concert I was invited to by Dave Mustaine this week in Dallas. And, I mean, I saw my shirts everywhere. Most of them were homemade. Make a homemade one if you want. Point is, that's all available at Infowars.com. We have deals right now with free videos and free T-shirts for a limited time until Christmas or until they run out. Looks like they'll probably run out at Infowars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ask about the free T-shirt DVD combos, where you can get a free T-shirt or DVD at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We don't want to discriminate against folks that like to write snail mail letters. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. You buy a 1995 Fall of the Republic, two-hour, 20-something minute film, 30 minutes of extras, exposing the whole agenda, get a free T-shirt. Or buy a Fall of the Republic, get a free Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. Infowars.com, and your purchase also makes this radio show possible. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. They're local sponsors. And please continue to spread the word about the show. Upwards of 200,000 people a day download the free podcast alone. We're also number one on the audio streams at Shoutcast, number one talk show, routinely number one, period, even above music. You can go get the free streams at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Watch the live video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or subscribe to the free podcast, your MP3, iPhone, or other player at Infowars.com in the listen section. Okay, I want to take about a three-minute breather here before I really give this message to the police and military. Will you guys get that Switzerland newscast about why Switzerland has the lowest crime rate? Remember that video I gave you this morning? As soon as you get that queued up, I want to play that because it's a message I want to put out there about why their crime rate is so low. And how our founding fathers went off the Swiss model. That's really where our model came from, where everyone must own a gun by law, and you have to do drills where you practice hiding them from the government in case the government is taken over by tyranny. The government teaches the people, if the government ever says give your guns in, that's a tyranny, and under federal law, they are to resist it with lethal force. That's what our founders fought, too. I mean, as soon as they say give us your guns, they are criminal, they are corrupt, they are bad, they are illegitimate, they are evil. And we have just put up with this for far too long in this society. So I want to play this clip and then come back with a special message to those in the establishment that are violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution and are not guardians of the Republic.
50. It's designed to destroy anything standing within its 400-meter trajectory. And there are over 500,000 of them kept in Swiss homes. Guns and shooting are a strong Swiss tradition. Basic military training is mandatory for young men. And afterwards, they're required to keep their weapon at home. Mark Heim is a Ticino representative for the lobby group ProTel.
Basically, this was my father's military rifle. And, of course, he got to keep it when he was finished. I have my grandfather's rifle in the office hanging on the wall. This was mine when I did service, which is quite an old one. It was introduced in 1957. Was used until 1990. And this is my son's. That's the current model. That's what's being used today. That's what we'll be using to shoot the Feldschießen today.
The Feldschießen, or Tiro Federale in Campania, as it's known in these parts, is an annual Swiss event, and it's also the largest shooting festival in the world. Roughly 200,000 people come out to target practice all across the country. Ammunition is provided by the government. Heim goes regularly to this range, and it's often a family affair.
It was organized by the government to have a very high state of readiness for the Swiss military and population. The target has always been that within 24 to 48 hours, Switzerland could mobilize a pretty large army, I mean, even by European standards.
But it wasn't the militia that sparked Time's interest in guns as a young man. It was an unassuming trip to a Holocaust museum.
I was going through all the exhibits and the soap and the lampshades made of people's skin. And while I was looking, I heard a funny noise. And there was an old woman, maybe 2 meters from me. And she was trying not to cry. She was sort of sobbing very quietly. She was holding it back. If she had been a few meters further away, I wouldn't have heard her. And she obviously had gone through that. That's when the whole impact of it hit me. And I promised myself I would never be in her situation. I would want to be free, never in a situation where somebody could, you know, march us off to ovens or prisons or just take away our freedom. The key to freedom is the ability to be able to defend yourself. And if you don't have the tools to do that, then you are at the mercy of whoever wants to put you away. And the tools for that are guns.
Absolutely. Well said there in that short video. You see, we got the secret Homeland Security and MIAC documents earlier in the year. We broke it. People couldn't believe it when it said Ron Paul supporters were terrorists, gun owners were terrorists, returning veterans were the main threat, that Homeland Security was really built to rob the American people. It's a internal police force like the Soviets or the Nazis had to make you thumb scan, face scan, national ID card to buy and sell. They're now saying if you're on the no-fly list, that they just put you on with no evidence, you won't be able to buy a gun. This is the hardcore tyranny. And I know the police and military are brainwashed how the public doesn't like them and they're the only line of defense against anarchy and, oh, they're out there stopping lawlessness. And to a great extent, that's true because they're doing some things that are good and then a lot of things that are bad as well. And you have a federal government that has been taken over by private offshore banks. And it's illegitimate and criminal and violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution from one end to the other. And that's a very simple equation that I know you can understand, servants of this system. I have seen police, I have seen judges, I have seen bureaucrats relish setting people up, relish framing people, relish beating somebody up and then saying that they assaulted you. I have seen how we've been trained that evil and corruption and deception is manly and cool. And Jack Bauer on 24 tortures innocent people, but he's a good guy. And all these other programs brainwashing us, turning the American people into evil, corrupt creatures. Our country has been illegitimately hijacked. It's bigger than the political parties. It's a financial dictatorship. And the government is a crooked, corrupt fraud, period. Now, the American people don't want physical war with the criminal system, but it's going to want physical war, and it's engaged in physical war against us every day. And people everywhere are waking up to this injustice, and I just want the police and military and bureaucrats and everyone else to realize the American people and the people of the world who are being tyrannized are human beings. We have value. When you falsely charge us or falsely arrest us or falsely persecute us, or when these grand juries become kept creatures of the prosecutor and engage in corruption against good people. Throw the book at innocent patriots, but release violent offenders. You are committing massive frauds and massive crimes, and it doesn't matter if your corrupt system gives you a green light to do it and tells you it's okay. You know in your gut it's wrong, and it's not cute, and it's not funny. Now, as a society, we are at a crossroads. And I just ask servants of the establishment, even if you've engaged in corruption and lied to yourself about it and rationalized why you're doing it, it's not too late for you to turn back and just at least start being a better person and start treating people like human beings and stop engaging in corruption and violations of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Because the bankers have decided to bring us into depression. They've decided to set up a police state. They've decided to try to forcibly inoculate people. They've decided to corner people and force the population to fight back. And more of that is going to happen. And in the end, the police and military that try to engage the American people in tyranny are going to be known as enemies of the Republic and are going to be known in history as scum and are going to be brought to justice. So you need to listen to me very careful right now. It is time for you to unharden your hearts and to really reflect this weekend on who you are and what you are and who you want to be in this short life. It is now time for you to do the right thing. I hope you'll do the right thing, but at least reflect on what our country and what our world has turned into and ask yourself, do you want to change course in your life? Because if you don't know this government's corrupt, if you don't know our society's imploding, if you don't know that the government's illegitimate, and if you don't understand it's growing like a cancer, you are blind. Something is wrong with you. Something is fundamentally screwed up with you. There, I've said it. Now, we have an article up on Infowars.com. American Freedom to Fascism star Sherry Jackson is being murdered. I would have the headline, Valiant Inside IRS Whistleblower Being Politically Persecuted and Tortured. I don't know about being a star. I don't ever think of this work we do as being stars, but my heart breaks. How do those continue to sit by as our fellow human beings are put behind bars and treated as subhuman? Have we lost touch with our humanity? Yes. And when we lose touch with our humanity, then everybody starts getting abused because people then accept it. I see hundreds of movies now, every movie where they show tasering and being tortured is fun. They're selling us that torture is cute and funny. I pray for those behind bars, as our country holds more prisoners than any other country on the planet. Even Obama's favorite, Red China. We see how they treat brown people in cages overseas. They are profiled as potential terrorists. You think they're going to treat us any better? Torture is torture, and it's wrong, no matter when used. In this regard, I choose to walk with Christ, and it goes on from there. That's the person that wrote this article, Don't Tread on Me. Now, they then give out the call and fax numbers demanding immediate medication for Sherry Jackson. And here is Sherry Jackson's letter that we posted up at Infowars.com. Hi, friends and family. Please pray for my wife. This is from her husband, Sherry Peel Jackson. She's still having challenges while she's incarcerated. Thank you in advance for your prayers and encouragement. Here's a letter from Sherry to our congressman concerning her current situation. I am Sherry Peel Jackson, your former CPA. I am writing you because I am concerned that my health and my life. Prior to becoming a political prisoner, I was the picture of health. In late June 2009, I started experiencing a rapid heartbeat on an irregular basis. That's because it's all GMO, all soy, which is filled with estrogen, all MSG. It's a chemical weapon, what they feed people in prison. Since this has happened infrequently in the past, I did not think much of it. However, in mid-July, it started happening on a regular basis, and I became concerned. I went to the medical staff twice in mid-July, only to be given one-minute EKG test and powerful meds without proper diagnosis. I did not take the meds because I had not seen a specialist. 1 week later, on July 21st, I left the dorm in flip-flops to go tell the officers I was having a heart attack. The officers on duty called the ambulance, and the ambulance checked my heart for their profile EKG machine. It was beating at 150 beats per minute. They took me to a hospital where I remained until Friday. During my hospital stay, it was determined that my heart was healthy, but my thyroid was producing too much hormone. See, everybody's having their thyroids removed right now from all the chemicals in the food, thus speeding up my heart. This is called hyperthyroidism or Graves' disease. I was given two medications for the hospital. And then it goes on. The hospital doctor told me 4 weeks later, the prison medical unit was to do blood tests to determine how the thyroid medication was affecting my body. The blood test was taken in late August, and I was told I would be placed on the appropriate schedule, and it goes on from there. And then it just goes into how they're now denying her care, even though they admit she has this problem. And it's just unbelievable. It's a long letter. It's up on the site. But it's the food they feed them. We've done a whole show on this in the past. And they do all sorts of medical experiments on people in the prisons as well. I'm going to come back and hit the key parts of this and finish up with what's happening with this political prisoner right now. They tried to set up Joe Bannister, the former Treasury agent, but he beat him in court. She didn't because the judge ordered the jury to convict her, which is criminal.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
So the letter goes on, admitting that she has this thyroid problem. They just take her off the medication. Her lips are swollen up and are black. Blood's coming out. She's writing to her congressman. She says, I'm 46 years old. I know my body. I finally convinced them that I was not playing and was not stupid, so they treated me with a packet for stool sample test. When it came back, they admitted that even months before I'd had the thyroid problem, the blood test showed the problem with the thyroid was happening back then. He said I would be put on a schedule for new blood work later that week because the results were too old. He had a short conversation with Dr. DeLion in Spanish and then said the thyroid count was off. That was November 3rd. I was administered the stool test and then returned to Nurse Charlie on Friday, November 6th. Today is November 26th, Thanksgiving. I have not received the results of my stool test. I have not been given any new blood tests. My neck is swelling up like a fishbowl. I'm having trouble talking. I have been feeling very ill for the last weeks. Congressman, I don't want them to kill me in here. As you know well, I am being punished for exposing government fraud. However, millions of people don't file tax returns. I was just used as an example by the DOJ for the new program called the Tax Defiers Initiative. I have a wonderful husband and two beautiful children. I've already spent 21 months in prison for non-crime, and I refuse to come out dead or marred for life. I have not caused these people any problems. This is no threat, but just for your information, I have written the warrant, the warden today. Things can't go on this way as I languish in here for someone's political gain. God doesn't like ugly, and he is the ultimate judge and vindicator. That's right. These wardens, these police, these jail guards that are involved in evil, they all have the most hellish lives statistically. Cancer, alcohol, drug, their families, their kids dying in car wrecks. Don't worry. Anyone that abuses good people doesn't have to wait till they die to be judged. You get judged now. Anything bad you do in life comes back on you sevenfold. The good book says that, and it's true. That's why I want to tell wicked people. I've been in jail several times, arrested at protest. And every time I've had police slam my head in walls and laugh at me and push me around, I've seen scum. I've seen criminals. I know evil people when I see them. And the police and the jail guards, their ranks are filled with sadists and sickos and filth who would slam my head in a wall or punch me in the back trying to get me to fight back so they could beat the living daylights out of me. These are un-American, Nazi blood-sucking, murdering trash. And they release the hardcore criminals to come out and menace the public. And the media and the culture is all about worshiping them and worshiping their corruption, but the people know the truth. Now, there are a lot of good police, and I'm sure there must be some good jail guards. I haven't met them. And what you're doing is evil, and what you're doing is wrong. And just like Hitler's goons, you're going to be brought to justice. So if you're on the wrong side of history, you better get back on the right side of history. She's in the FCI Coleman Medium Federal Correctional Institution, P.O. Box 1032. Now, these crooks don't care that you know that they're killing her, but they are afraid of the political repercussions. Okay? So they're enjoying what they're doing, but they are concerned about people learning about what's happening. See, for a psychopath, it's the pain they induce on people is their daily pleasure. You like a cup of coffee? We're going fishing. They like torturing people. It's a petty power thing. They get off on it. Coleman, Florida, 33521. And the website information's up on Infowars.com. The phone numbers are up on Infowars.com. Everybody call these criminals. Let them know we're fully aware of their criminal activity. And let them know if they're wondering why their lives are so cursed, why they're so unhappy. It's because most of your prisoners are innocent people and you're torturing to death. Yeah, and you know why. You wonder why your life's so bad? It's because you're evil. Okay? That's why you're not happy. More evil isn't going to make it better. Back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Great job, crew. Retransmission, jam-packed, the latest ClimateGate info. Restarting right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the audio streams. Have a great weekend. Be safe and wake somebody up today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.